الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: اللهم اجعل رزق آل محمد قوتا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سوء العمر، ونعوذ بك من أن نرد إلى أرذل العمر يا رب العالمين، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected and honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, and those listening over the receiver. The ulama have categorized ibadat into three categories essentially. The first is the bodily forms of worship, which is known as ibadat badaniyya, the likes of performance of five daily salah, the likes of fasting. The second is ibadat maliyya, financial forms of worship, the likes of zakah. And the third is murakkab bayn al-mali wal-badan, those forms of worship which have a combination. In other words, it is physical as well as financial, the likes of hajj. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Allah says that hajj has been made compulsory, mandatory and obligatory upon all those who enjoy sound health, with adequate finance to travel to the holy lands and return and provide for their dependents in the absence. In Surah Al-Qawthar, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have favored you with Kawthar. In Tafsir al-Bahri Muhit, there are 26 different interpretations given as to what this word Kawthar means. However, majority of the scholars and the ulama are of the opinion that this refers to that pond where Nabi alayhi salam will distribute water to his ummati on the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala make us amongst those fortunate ones. The Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Perform salah for your Lord and offer the sacrifice of animals. The scholars say that the performance of salah is an indication to all physical forms of worship, and the sacrificing of animals refers to all financial forms of worship. So in essence, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold on to deen in its entirety, whether physically related or whether financially motivated. Now, respected friends and elders, if a person does a close study of Quran and Hadith, by and large, generally speaking, you'll find that the greater portion of our ibadat is physically related. And it is for this very same reason that the human body, being the vehicle by virtue of which we will worship the Almighty Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very meticulous about his health. He was very particular about his health, and he approached it on two fronts. First is, he implored Allah, he supplicated Allah continuously for the preservation of his health, for the well-being of himself, so that he could, by virtue of a healthy body, constantly engage in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salam supplicated Allah, but coupled with that, he complemented that supplication with disciplined eating habits. Nabi alayhi salam had physical exercises in his life. Nabi alayhi salam had a disciplined lifestyle. So he complemented his supplication with disciplined eating habits, by virtue of which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have favored him with the health that he had enjoyed. Nabi alayhi salam passed away at the age of 63. At the age of 63, scholars have written, there were only plus minus 20 strands of white hair on his entire body. Now today we find many people are 23 and they have 63 strands of white hair. So really, brothers, my situation and your situation is rather strange and tragic. Number one, we don't make dua to the Almighty Allah for our health. Be honest with ourselves. How much of dua do we make for our health? Number one. Number two, you know, we look at our diet and what we eat. That's a topic on its own. You know, we look at our tables today, what we eat. That's a topic on its own. And number three, which is very painful. Those of us who are health fanatics and fitness freaks, trim, slim, proper, whatever it is, But the motivating factor is not the obedience of Allah. Rather, it's an image. It's a figure. It's not motivating me to come closer to the Almighty Allah. Really, my brother, if you're going to a gym, you can do 80 push-ups and 100 sit-ups. You can pick up 200 kilograms. But if you cannot prostrate before Allah 5 times every day, that health of yours is absolutely useless. Better, in my opinion, is that individual who perhaps is negligent with regards to his health. You tell him to do one push-up, he's pulsating. One sit-up, he's breathing heavy, he cannot do. But that person bows before Allah 5 times every day. Such a person, in my opinion, is better. But Nabi alayhi salam said, health coupled with the obedience of Allah. Really, brothers, we take it for granted today. The only time you appreciate your health is the day you don't have it. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Al-mu'minu al-qawiyyu khayrun wa ahabu ila Allah. A healthy believer, a strong believer is closer to the Almighty Allah than a weak one. A healthy believer is closer to the Almighty Allah than a weak one. Now let us look at the various supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith appears in Nasa'i Sharif on the strength of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu ascended the pulpit and he started crying, Fabaka. He started crying. And he said, Nabi alayhi salam ascended the same pulpit and Nabi alayhi salam cried. And he said, سَلِلَّهَ الْعَفَّ وَالْعَافِيَةِ. Ask Allah for forgiveness and ask Allah for good health. فَإِنَّ أَحَدًا. Why? Verily, فَإِنْ أُعْتِيتَ الْعَافِيَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأُعْتِيتَهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. If you enjoy good health in this world and you enjoy the safety in akhirat, you have the best of both the worlds. مَنْ أَصْبَحَ مِنْكُمْ مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ آمِنًا فِي سِلْبِهِ عِنْدَهُ كُوتُ يَوْمِهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا حُيِّزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِتَمَامِهَا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Nabi alayhi salam said, you get up in the morning, you are healthy in your body, you have a shelter above you, you have food to take you across the day, consider yourself to be the king of the world. You get up in the morning, you are healthy in your body, you have a shelter above you, you have 3 meals in front of you every day. Consider yourself to be the king of the world. What is there to complain about? Like the Arabic poet said it so beautifully, مَا أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدٍ بِنِعْمَةٍ أَوْفَى مِنْ عَاطِيَةٍ وَكُلُّ مَنْ عُوفِيَ فِي جَسَدِهِ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ والمال حل حسن جيد على الفتى لكنه عاريا ما أحسن الدنيا لكن ما حسنها غدارة فانية. الله أكبر. Allah has not favored any human with a greater gift, with a greater bounty than good health. Wallah, my brother, if you enjoy good health in this world, consider yourself to be the most blissful, the most fortunate man walking on the entire Mother Earth. And then he said, wealth undoubtedly enhances the beauty of a young man. A young man who is wealthy, it makes his character so much more attractive. But he said, لَكِنَّهُ عَارِيَةً. End of the day, wealth is temporary. Ma ahsana dunya. Beautiful indeed is this world. Splendid indeed are the luxuries of this world. But he said, remember, end of the day, this dunya will deceive you. So what did my Nabi say? Brothers, this is my message today. These du'as that I will mention now can be found in Hizbul Azam. Let us learn these du'as, recite these du'as. Nabi alayhi salam has taught us, Allahumma inni as'aluka sihhatan fi imanin. O Allah, I ask you good health with iman. Wa imanan fi husni khuluqin. And O Allah, bless me with good health that is coupled with sublime character. Wa najahan tatsbahu fanaha. And O Allah, bless me with safety followed by salvation. Wa rahmatan minka wa afiyah. That O Allah, shower upon me your mercy and bless me with good health. أسألك العافية من كل بلية. O Allah, I ask you protection against every divine misfortune. In fact, in one dua, Nabi alayhi salam said, اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فجاءة الشر ونسألك فجاءة الخير. O Allah, I seek your protection from sudden misfortune. And O Allah, I ask from you sudden bliss and sudden happiness. O Allah, I ask you for lasting health. O Allah, I ask you for lasting health. And O Allah, I ask you the ability for me to be grateful on lasting health. And then he made dua to the Almighty Allah more specifically. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الصَّمَمِ وَالْبَكَمِ وَالْجُزَامِ وَالْجُنُونِ وَسَيِّ الْأَسْقَامِ. That O may Allah save me from deafness, save me from dumbness, save me from leprosy, save me from insanity, and save me from all evil sicknesses and diseases. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْحَدَمِ وَالْتَرَدِّي وَالْغَرَقِ وَالْحَرَقِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ أَنْ أَمُوتَ لَدِيغًا. O may Allah save me from collapsing, save me from drowning, save me from burning, save me from being buried beneath a building, and O may Allah let me not be eaten or bitten by any venomous serpent or animal. Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran al-Kareem. Listen to this. Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran al-Kareem about His constant ability that He could seize the faculties of man at any time. Allah Ta'ala says with power and authority, Surah An-Nahl, the 14 juz of the Quran al-Kareem. What does Allah Ta'ala say? Wallahu khalaqakum. Allah says, I have created you. Thumma yatawaffakum. I decide when I will take you. I have created you. I decide when I will take you. Wa minkum man yatawaffa wa minkum man yuraddu ila ardhil al-umur. Allah says, some of you, I take you away at a very young age. Brothers walk in the qabristans. How many young people are passing away today? How many young people are passing away today? Wallah, when I see this, that fathers are burying their own children with their own hands. Allah Ta'ala says, some of you I take you away at a very young age. And some of you I take you at an old age. Allah Ta'ala says, when I take you to old age, I repeat childhood with you in your old age. So what happens? You become weak, you become feeble, you become totally incapable and dependent on others. The only difference is, my brother, when you were a little child and when you were feeble, it was the pride of those around you to sustain your feebleness. But when you are old and you become feeble, you become a liability to those around you. What does Allah Ta'ala say in Surah Yasin? We recite this surah every morning. Listen to this ayat of the Quran. What is the message of the surah? Allah Ta'ala says, number one, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, you must use your eyesight. If we want, we could smash your eyelids on that very same spot. Number two, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, if I so wanted, I could disfigure you on that very same spot. Allah Ta'ala takes it to a third level. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Allah Ta'ala says, you might consider being blinded or being disfigured. Something that is very far-fetched and something very far away. Allah says, don't you see in front of you? Every day a minor form of disfiguring is taking place. I mean, my brother, when you were 30 years old, what you could do at that time, when you're 60, you cannot do it any longer. What happens as you gradually pass in life? You lose your faculties. You develop sicknesses. You lose your vision. You become totally incapable. You become dependent on others. Allah Ta'ala says, as you see people progressing, I repeat childhood with them in their old age. Allah Ta'ala says, I repeat childhood with them in their old age. What was the motivating factor? What was the motivating factor for Nabi Alayhi Salam's passion for good health? Here again, we turn to the dua of Nabi Alayhi Salam. The hadith can be found in Tirmidhi. Nabi Alayhi Salam said, Allahumma, فَكَمَا رَزَقْتَنِي مِمَّا أُحِبْ فَاجْعَلْهُ لِي قُوَّةً فِي مَا تُحِبْ. O may Allah, you have blessed me with health and you have blessed me with wealth. I deserve none of these two. These are the words of my Nabi. O may Allah, you have blessed me with the wealth that I have asked you for and you have blessed me with the health that I have asked you for. I deserve none of the two. I ask you, O may Allah, allow me to channel both my health and my wealth in avenues that earn your pleasure. So really, my brother, if you're going to a gym and you're on this fitness program, so much of diet, you want to lose so much of calories, so much on the treadmill, you want to pick up so much of weight. But if you cannot prostrate before Allah 5 times every day, like I told you, that health of yours is useless. Nabi Alayhi Salam took it to a different level. He said, Allahumma, wama zawaita anni mimma uhib. فَاجْعَلْهُ لِي فَرَاغًا لِي مِمَّا تُحِبْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. He said that, O may Allah, I crave for many things in this world. You crave for a better car, you crave for a better house, you crave for a better cell phone, you crave for this and you crave for that. Nabi alayhi salam, salami Allah, I have asked you for various things, but you have not given me that. It has created a void in my heart. Salami Allah, I ask you to fill that void, that emptiness with your love. As it is, my brother, you have one car, you want another car. One car has taken up your Saturday, another car will take up your Sunday. You want one business, you want another business. We all know many of us are desiring another wife. You all know what will happen. So what did Nabi alayhi salam say? That only Allah, there are many things that I desire in this world. You have decided not to give it to me. Only Allah, don't question your decision. That emptiness, that void that is found in my heart. Only Allah, fill that emptiness with your love. Say Ameen, brothers. Brothers, time is short. I thought very, very quickly. Let me run you through the physical aspects of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The physical aspects of the life of Nabi alayhi salam. Today we find people going to dietitians, going to doctors. You know, they want to live a balanced lifestyle. And we find this has become a common phenomenon today. Every person you speak to is health conscious. My brother, there is absolutely nothing wrong for you to look after your health. This is something which is part of deen and sharia. But just to create an image, just to create a status. You know, Allah Ta'ala be my witness. Wallah, when you enter the masjid, there is nothing wrong. You find youngsters coming into the masjid, wearing tight t-shirts, exposing the muscles. Like I always tell these youngsters, there's absolutely nothing wrong. But remember, end of the day, you'll be lying in your grave. There will be more food for the insects of the grave. Nonetheless, let us look at the physical side of the eating habits of Nabi alayhi salam. The first hadith can be found in Tirmizi on the strength of Miqdam ibn Ma'di Karib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi alayhi salam said, مَا مَلَأَ آدَمِيٌ وِعَاءً شَرًّا مِّن بَطْنٍ, that the humankind hasn't filled any vessel, any container more than his own belly. Nabi alayhi salam said, you cannot take anything to its brim. You cannot take anything more to its maximum than what you have taken your own stomach to. You know, we look at the medical harms of overeating. That is when indigestion comes into the body. Heartburn, reflux, indigestion, obesity, and the list continues. The spiritual harms of overeating. That is when lethargicness comes into the body. Laziness comes into the body. Like they say in English, the more you eat, the more you drink. The more you drink, the more you sleep. The more you sleep, the greater your regret on the day of Qiyamah. Brothers, I mentioned this on various platforms. You know, when you're performing salah, ideally do not fill yourself to the brim. We all know what happens in Ramadan. You know, a person has iftar. You know, you fill yourself to the brim. You're standing in Taraweeh salah, and then you're burping from there, you're burping from there. I mean, the man who's standing 10 steps away from you knows exactly what you had eaten for iftar. I'm not saying do not eat. Eat, keep yourself saturated and satisfied. What did my Nabi say? Ma mala'a adamiyun. The humankind hasn't filled any vessel more than his own stomach. And then Nabi alayhi salam said, Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, بِحَسْبِ بِنِ آدَمَ أُقُلَاتْ يُقِمْنَ صُلْبَةً. Tell him few morsels are enough to keep his back straight and nothing more. Really, brothers, we seriously need to look into our eating habits. Nabi alayhi salam says, if you want to indulge, there is nothing wrong. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا بُدَّةً فَسُلُسٌ لِطَعَامِ وَسُلُسٌ لِشَرَابِ وَسُلُسٌ لِنَفَسِ. A third for food, a third for drink, a third for air, and nothing more. He did not just advocate it, he lived up to it. Allahumma ij'al rizqa ali Muhammadin kuta. That only Allah provide for me and my family that which is bare minimum, that which is sufficient to take me across the day, so that I don't have to indulge. Brothers, not to speak about the wasting that goes on in our homes. You all know what I am talking about. So Nabi alayhi salam said, two morsels are enough to keep his back straight. The hadith appears in Tirmidhi. There was one doctor who opened up a practice in Medina Munawwara. According to certain riwayat, after 6 months, there were no patients that came. You know, we find today one of the best professions is becoming a doctor. So he came to the people of Medina. That tell me, what do you people eat? So they said, the Nabi of Allah has taught us one thing. فَسُلُسٌ لِطَعَامِ وَسُلُسٌ لِشَرَابِ وَسُلُسٌ لِنَفَسِ. A third for food, a third for drink, a third for air, and nothing more. What did he say? مَا تَرَكَ نَبِيُّكُمْ وَلَا كِتَابُكُمْ. That your Nabi has condensed and summarized all my medical skills in one teaching of his. What I possibly could know or what everybody else knows medically, your Nabi has condensed and summarized all that in one teaching of his. What dietitians will tell you today? You know what they tell you? You must drink 8 glasses of water. Open the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam used to exhort sahaba to drink water in abundance. The hadith appears in Bukhari and in Muslim on the strength of Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi alayhi salam said, خَيْرُكُمْ قَرْنِي. The best era is my era. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Then thereafter those who will come after them, thereafter those who will come after them. ثُمَّ يَجِيءُ قَوْمٌ. Nabi alayhi salam said, prior to Qiyamah, a nation will make their presence on this earth. يَشْهَدُونَ وَلَا يُسْتَشْهَدُونَ. They will give evidence, they will not be asked to do so. يَخُونُونَ وَلَا يُؤْتَمَنُونَ. They will abuse their trust. وَيُنْذِرُونَ وَلَا يُفُونَ. They will take vows and pledges, they will not honor it. Hasn't this time come, brothers? You give a man your word, honor your word. Nabi alayhi salam said, أَلْعِدَةُ دَيْنٌ. You promise a man that verbal word that you have given him, it's like a debt on your shoulders. Today Allah Ta'ala forgive, no man honors his word. Nabi alayhi salam said, prior to Qiyamah, people will take vows and pledges, they will not honor it. And then my Nabi said, وَيَزْهَرُ فِيهِمُ السِّمَنُ. وَيَزْهَرُ فِيهِمُ السِّمَنُ. Fatness and obesity will become common in the latter part of my ummah. What do we say? It's hereditary. It's in the genes. It's in the family. I was reading one article some years ago. They say in America, 70% of the youth in America are obese. 70% of the youth in America are obese. And what they say, one of the best ways, you know, in America, you know, I read one, there was a snippet. One of the best ways of lowering the levels of obesity, it's when a youngster goes to a McDonald's and he said that, you know what, give me a double cheesy burger with a Diet Coke. Give me a double cheesy burger with a Diet Coke. You know, like on a light note, they say husband and wife, after 30 years of marital bliss, one day they're preparing for bed. So the wife is standing in front of the mirror and she looks at herself and she says, darling, I look awful, man. You know, look at my body. My thighs are lumpy, my arms are flabby, my stomach is obese. Can't you even say something to cheer me up? So the husband looks at her and he says, darling, you know, there's one thing I can tell you. At least your sight is perfect. At least your sight is perfect. You're seeing well. Yeah, you brothers, this is another common problem we find. You know, many of us, I deal with many marital disputes. And many husbands complain today that, you know what, my wife, she doesn't take care about her health. She doesn't take care about her health. But you look at the man himself, he's carrying a drum. What else do you expect? I mean, it's a two-way thing. You expect your wife to dress in a manner that is appealing to you. The Quran says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Just as it is the duty of the wife to dress in a manner that is appealing to her husband, likewise it is your responsibility to dress in a manner that is appealing to her. Now brothers, let me take you one step forward. The hadith appears in Bukhari. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, what did Nabi alayhi salam live on? She said, At-tamar al-aswadan. Nabi alayhi salam lived on two things. Al-aswadan, at-tamar wal-ma. Nabi alayhi salam lived on dates and Nabi alayhi salam lived on water. Apart from the spirituality and the simplicity of Nabi alayhi salam, this speaks volumes about what dates could do for you. What dates could do for you. Nabi alayhi salam, according to the riwayat of Tirmizi, رَأِيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يُفْتِرُ عَلَىٰ رُتُبَاتٍ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ رُتُبَاتٍ فَتَمَرَاتٍ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَمَرَاتٍ حَسَى حَسْوَةٍ مِمَّا. Nabi alayhi salam used to break his fast on rutabs. If rutab was not available, on dry dates. If that was not available, he would take few sips of water. Now in the month of Ramadan, brothers, how many brothers I know? They're standing outside a masjid, azan goes, cigarette in one hand, coke in the other hand. Nabi alayhi salam said, and this is a common practice in Ramadan, go into any Muslim home. Brothers, the first thing we break our fast on is on dates. Why cannot we make dates a staple diet in our lives? Every day have some dates. I was reading one article the other day, the Hukama have written, they say one date has the capability of keeping a person alive for one day. Now you ask yourself whether one burger can do that.
You know, we look at some of these names also. You know, AK-47 and Suicide Burger and this and that. You know, our youngsters crave for all that. Nabi Ali Salam said, this was the staple diet of Nabi Ali Salam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, Ra'aytu Rasulullah ya'kul al-qitha wal-rutab. This was a common practice. Wallah, I have seen this very diligently in certain of the Arab countries. Nabi Ali Salam used to take a date. He used to split it in two, take pieces of cucumber and put it on the inside. Look at the medical benefits of that. You know, the doctors will tell you today to strike a balance. Nabi Ali Salam said, the heat of the date, you know, will be equal by the coolness of the cucumber. So to strike a balance. So, you know, you take the date, split it in two, take a piece of cucumber, put it on the inside. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Nabi Ali Salam more than often used to eat dates and used to drink water. She said, at times, وَكَانَتْ لَهُمْ مَنَاحِي. We had some Ansari neighbors. فَيُرْسِلُونَ إِلَيْهَا مِنْ أَلْبَانِهَا. At times they used to send for us milk. Nabi Ali Salam used to drink milk. One day Nabi Ali Salam was drinking milk. And he said, oh Aisha, do you know what is the benefit of this? لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ يُجِزَى عَنِ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ إِلَّا اللَّبَنِ. Today doctors have written, there is nothing that is more beneficial for that newborn child than the milk that comes out from the breast of that mother. They say if the breast is cut open at the last point, you will not find milk, but you will find a colorless liquid, but the suckling of the child is transformed into milk. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Nabi Ali Salam, at times he used to drink milk also. Nabi Ali Salam said, milk has a dual benefit. It is thirst quenching, it's a meal on its own. It's thirst quenching as well as it is a meal on its own. Maryam alayhi salam, the Virgin Mary, the most beloved woman in the eyes of Allah, at the birth of Isa alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala makes divine arrangements. We all know today when a woman is about to give birth, we have a panel of gynecologists standing around her. Her mother is there next to her to support her. The husband is there to comfort her. Look at this woman. Who is to be born? Isa. Who is this woman? Wa Maryam abnata Imran allati. Maryam alayha salam. You know, women when they about to give birth or after birth, you know, we speak about antenatal depression and postnatal depression. You know, a woman goes into that state and then she wants to eat this and she wants to eat that. She cannot smell anything that is too sweet. She wants to eat things that are too sour. What does Allah Ta'ala tell Maryam alayha salam? The 16 juz of the Quran al-Kareem. فَقُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. Allah Ta'ala tells Maryam alayhi salam, shake the tree, rutabs will fall, dates will fall. Eat dates at birth and drink from the spring. Whose prescription Allah? For who? For Maryam. When? On the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So really brothers, this is something we need to take to heart. This is my message also. Let us make dates part of our daily diet. Nabi alayhi salam used to make it a habit. In fact, I read one riwayat. Nabi alayhi salam said, one is the Ajwa date that we all know about. But Nabi alayhi salam said that that person who will have dates for 3 days every month, no evil sickness and calamity would befall that person. That person who eats dates 3 days every month. Let us go one step further. Let us go look at the physical side of the physical exercises of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before I come to that, we look at oral hygiene. Nabi alayhi salam was very conscious about his health. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, the riwayat of Bukhari, إِذَا دَخَلَ بَيْتَ بَدَى بِالسِّوَاكِ. Whenever Nabi alayhi salam used to enter the home, the first thing he used to do, he used to make miswak. Brothers, I personally know, I have dealt in certain marital disputes. One of the greatest things that creates this harmony between husband and wife is the odor that comes out from the mouth. We might take it for granted, it might sound like a joke. But Nabi alayhi salam made it a habit. According to the riwayat, the Sahaba used to say, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, whenever Nabi alayhi salam used to get up at night, the first thing he used to do, he used to keep a miswak on the side, and Nabi alayhi salam used to make miswak. The Sahabi says, he said, Ra'aytu Rasulullah, ma la uhsi astaq. I had seen Nabi alayhi salam making miswak on so many occasions. I lost count of the amount of times I had seen Nabi alayhi salam making miswak. Today we speak about aromatherapy. Allah Ta'ala forbid wherever we go today, smoking zones. You know, we speak about itar. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Apply itar to your body. Innahu mufarrih. It's something that is comforting to the body. It's something that is soothing to the body. It creates a wonderful environment. It creates a wonderful atmosphere. So really brothers, this is something very important also. The hadith appears in Bukhari. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Nabi alayhi salam dispatched us in a certain direction. Wa ammara alayna Aba Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah was made amir of this delegation. He said, we came to a certain place. We had a packet of dates. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, he took one date. He gave one date for one day. And thereafter we used to take a little water. We used to sip on that water. And we used to drink the date. One date, one sip of water for the entire day. Lengthy riwayat. He said we continued until he came to such a point that the dates were exhausted and there was little water that was left over. He said we used to take dry leaves and we used to soak it in that water and we used to eat those dry leaves that were soaked in water. And we used to continue like that. He said one day as we were walking, we came to the ocean and we had seen a huge fish, Tud'a al-Ambar. There was a huge fish that was thrown out of the ocean. أَقَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَحْرًا وَنَحْنُ السَّلَاسُ مِئَةً He said that we were more than 300 in number. And we ate from that one fish for over 1 month. I mean, my brother, take 300 people to ocean basket and you tell me what the bill will be. He said we were 300 in number and we ate from that one fish for over 1 month. The scholars have written, the hukama have written, brothers, include fish in your staple diet. When they came back and they narrated this incident to Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salam said that bring me some of that fish. I also would have partaken of that. Scholars have written under the commentary of this hadith that make fish part of your staple diet. One of the greatest benefits of eating fish, the hukama have written, it improves a person's memory. And this was the practice of the great akabirin. Study the life of any of the great akabirin, you'll find that fish was part of the daily diet. The next thing we come to, brother's time is limited, last few minutes that I have. We look at the physical exercise in the life of Nabi alayhi salam. Look at our youth today. Allah ta'ala forbid. You know, where are the physical exercises? Every one of them are sitting at home and exercising their fingers. PSP and PSP Go and whatever have you. Brother's horse riding was a common feature in the life of Nabi alayhi salam. You know, when a person sits on the horse and you trot and you gallop, today they have devised mechanical horses for children with disabilities for some form of reflexology. That when a person sits on the horse, the amount of exercise that happens to the body. One day Nabi alayhi salam got up in Medina. There was a strange sound in Medina. He got onto the horse and Nabi alayhi salam began racing through the streets of Medina. And he said, Inna wajadnahu la bahra. Really, this is a brilliant horse. So horse riding was a common feature in the life of Nabi alayhi salam. How many of us can ride horses, brothers? Number two, swimming. How many of us swim today? Number three, archery. These were the three things that are mentioned in the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam. I mean, open the books of ahadith. Nabi alayhi salam used to race with Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. How many of us do that today? I don't mean going on the beach and in front of everyone else. But, you know, in some secluded environment, this was the sunnah practice of Nabi alayhi salam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, in the initial stages, when I raced with Nabi alayhi salam, he used to beat me. But in the latter stage of Nabi alayhi salam's life, when I used to run with him, Nabi alayhi salam, I used to beat him. So really, this was the Nabi that Allah has given you and I. Brothers, study the social life of Nabi alayhi salam. Study the eating habits of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, we make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Allah ta'ala grant us the ability that we implement these advices. Like I mentioned in the very beginning, let us adopt a disciplined eating lifestyle. Do not deprive yourself. Brothers, I mentioned this to so many people. You know, people tell you, I am on this diet. I've lost so many kilograms. Why? I've given up this in my life. I've given up that in my life. I don't need this. I don't need that. Brothers, why deprive yourself? You know, the example of that I always give. One brother came to me some time ago. I said that, you know, he's telling me that I'm on this diet and the doctor said, I must do away with this, I must do away with that. I know a few weeks ago I was in Pietermaritzburg. I met one brother and he said that, Maulana, I went to a doctor many years ago. And he said that your diet should be 2 slices of bread every day. So he says, all I do, I take 1 loaf of bread, I break it into 2 slices of bread. He said, that doctor told me years ago, he said he's dead and gone, I'm still living. What I'm saying, brothers, we need to adopt a disciplined lifestyle. Adopt a disciplined lifestyle. Like his brother tells me that I don't eat this, I don't eat that. I said, you got a dog at home, what does your dog eat? He said, my dog eats this, my dog eats that. I said, your dog is eating better food than you. Your dog is eating better food than the master. What is the use of that money? You cannot enjoy that money with your own hands. Brothers, enjoy. But like I had mentioned, if you adopt this one principle, adopt moderation in our lives. Adopt moderation in our lives. I promise you nothing will go wrong. And this is the teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's so much more I could have told you. Inshallah we will continue on some other occasion. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala bless us. Allah Ta'ala bless us with good health. Ask a person who is a musalli, who performs 5 times salah, due to some ailment, some sickness, he cannot put his head on the ground and make sajda. Ask that person what is the value of making one sajda. Like one pious person said, he said, make this dua to the Almighty Allah daily. That O Allah, as long as I am alive, as long as I am alive, afford me that opportunity on placing my ground and making sajda in front of you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala protect our health. Allah Ta'ala bless us with good health. Those who are sick, may Allah Ta'ala give them shifa, kamina, ajila, mustamira. Brothers, adopt physical exercises. But like I had mentioned, it's not just an image. It's not just a figure. The motivating factor should be the obedience of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala inspire us with the reality.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك ومن جميع سخطك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من البخل والجبن ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا في الدين والدنيا والآخرة ونسألك تمام العافية ونسألك دوام العافية ونسألك الشكر عند العافية اللهم إنا نسألك العافية من كل بلية اللهم إنا نعوذ بك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سوء العمر ونعوذ بك من أن نرد إلى أرض العمر يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من فجاءة الشر ونسألك فجاءة الخير اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الصمم والبكم والجذام والجنون وسيء الأسقام ونعوذ بك من الهدم والتردي والغرق والحرق ونعوذ بك من أن أموت لذيغة اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من سخطك ونعوذ بك من غضبك ونعوذ بك من فتنة الدنيا ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا ببلد حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنبياؤك وعبادك الصالحون ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنبياؤك وعبادك المقربون أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزى الله أن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.